Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Do you know what ex parte means? Have any idea what that means? You've heard it here bantered around on the program before, ex parte. It's a Latin legal term. It means for, by, or for the or a party. An ex parte decision is one decided by a judge without requiring all of the parties to the controversy to be present. In terms of gun grabber nuts, it means you don't have to be there during the hearing where they're coming to take your guns. Oh, that would never happen in America. Yes, it is happening in America. It's called a gun violence restraining order. And I want to go back to what I was talking with you about yesterday in Florida, 7026. Florida HB 7026, which after we got off the air together yesterday, passed the House 67 to 50 in Florida. It now goes before the governor. Now, this is an absolute knee-jerk reaction bill containing gun controls that would have done nothing to stop the killing in Parkland. But you know the old adage, right? We have to do something. Let's just do something to say we did something, even though it accomplishes nothing and wouldn't have stopped anything. You follow that? That's the logic. That's what I'm talking about here. We are in very dangerous times right now. And I'm going to educate you a little bit today about just how dangerous it is. You're going to hear some things coming out of Illinois. Because the gun grabbers are having orgasms. That's about the only way I know how to tell you. This is a thrill for them beyond belief. And they are coming after you. You. Ex parte, keep that in mind. It's a temporary order, like a restraining order or some type of custody. Okay? And what it does is it gives another person, a judge in this case, or a cop. In this case, we're talking about Florida. We're talking about law enforcement officers. The opportunity to gain a ruling against you without you being there. And the result of that in this particular case will be a knock on your door that you didn't know was coming for someone to come and take your firearms away from you. But as I told you yesterday, and maybe I didn't get to this point yesterday because we stopped when I was going through HB 7026 with you. I told you we'd continue today, and we're going to. That they're going to ask you to voluntarily surrender your firearms. They're not asking you to volunteer anything. That's the way they're going to frame it, and they're going to ask you to voluntarily give them up. And if you refuse to do so, wondering why the hell they're there, then they're going to take them from you. They're going to take them by force because they already have an order to do so. You didn't have to be present for that. This is what Governor Scott may sign. This is what the Florida House and the Senate passed. Oh, you're full of crap. You're fear-mongering. 790.401, HB 7026, risk protection orders. Definitions. As used in this section, the term petitioner means a law enforcement officer or a law enforcement agency that petitions a court for a risk protection order under this section. Respondent means the individual who is identified as the respondent in a petition filed under this section. Risk protection order means a temporary ex parte order or a final order granted under this section. Petition for a risk protection order. There is created an action known as a petition for a risk protection order. May be filed by a law enforcement officer or law enforcement agency. Such petition for a risk protection order does not require either party to be represented by an attorney. Notwithstanding any other law, attorney's fees may not be awarded. A petition must allege that the respondent poses a significant danger of causing personal injury to himself or herself or others by having a firearm or any ammunition in his or her custody or control or by purchasing, possessing, or receiving a firearm or any ammunition, and must be accompanied by an affidavit made under oath stating the specific statements, actions, or facts that give rise to a reasonable fear of significant dangerous acts by the respondent. Identify the quantities, types, and locations of all firearms and ammunition the petitioner believes to be in the respondent's current ownership, possession, custody, or control, and identify whether there is a known existing protection. The petitioner must make a good faith effort to provide notice to a family or household member of the respondent and to any known third party who may be at risk of violence. You notice I said ex parte, correct? This is 29 pages into 105 pages. I've got a lot of things going on. I don't have time to read all 105 pages. Everything underlined here in these 105 pages is a new addition to Florida statute. This is all new. In determining whether grounds for a risk protection order exist, the court may consider any relevant evidence, including but not limited to any of the following: a recent act or threat of violence by the respondent against himself or herself or others, whether or not such violent or threat or violence involves a firearm. Take this into consideration, but we know this never happens, but just play with me here, okay? You've got a couple that's going through a nasty divorce. Big fight going on. The old cliche term comes out. I'm telling you right now, if you do that, I'll kill you. Come on, man, don't do that. Did that person threaten to kill somebody? No. You've said it yourself. Probably said it to your kids. Just an old cliche term. Not anymore. Not anymore. Couple, 3 days later, the significant other gets a notice from the court that they don't like, and they determine, oh, you know what? I may lose my kid, or I'm not going to get the child support I want, and they make an allegation against you that you didn't know anything about because you didn't mean anything by it. Mr. Walters, will come to the door, please? Tampa PD, need to talk to you. What are you doing here? Next thing you know, you're being accused of threatening to murder your wife, soon to be ex-wife, and you don't have a clue what's going on. That would never happen, would it? No, because this law puts teeth in it. Nobody would ever do that, because if they do that, well, they could get in trouble. Come on. Come on. Anything that can be judged against you when you're not there, I got a problem with. And you should have a problem with it, too. It's called due process. A threat to take your stuff away from you, to strip you of a fundamental constitutional right, and you don't have to be there. Let me tell you something. There ought to be no such thing as ex parte in this case. None. If they can't find you, then you're not a threat, are you? Now, this thing stinks to high heaven. So the three, there's other things in this bill, but the three things I wanted to focus on with you on this as we wrap up talking about 7026, in and of itself, I want to get into the bigger picture with you about 7026 in the next segment and what it means, why it's such a threat to you. You know, over the years, we have discussed Florida a lot. And I've gotten email from people that live in Omaha. Man, love the show. You seem to talk about Florida a lot, though. Is it because you live there? No. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that Florida is widely recognized. Was up until a couple, 3 years, quite frankly, but still nonetheless widely recognized as having some of the best gun laws in the country outside of Arizona. Now, that's changed a little bit over the last three or four legislative sessions because of a couple of rhinos masquerading as Republicans down there in southeast Florida. Anna Terry Flores and De La Portilla, who have been holding your Second Amendment rights hostage nonetheless. Florida still has and is widely seen as having great gun laws. Florida is also the state that gave us the modern concealed carry permitting that we have today that rolled across the country. And the reason I say Florida is because this, what tends to happen there tends to roll across the country. For example, a fairly recent example would be, for example, Stand Your Ground. Okay? Now, when I come back from this break, I'm going to explain to you why this is very dangerous legislation and what it means for you, regardless of where you live, because Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, depending on the outcome, and it's not going to really depend on the outcome. I'm going to run out of time here. So I'll explain all this when we come back from the break, and I'm going to tell you right now what you're getting ready to hear. And that's okay. I'm going to be right, but I don't want to take any money from you, okay? I promise. I do this because I love it, because you need to know, and because nobody else tells you this stuff, not in these terms. Be back right after this. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And it is now the Daily Defense. Continues right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, and you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we got so much to talk about. I'm going to move through this business quickly. You know what to do at armedandresponsible.com. Go enter for free, please, and get your name on that list. It ends on the 23rd. Get yourself immediately 10 chances to win the $1,500. 10 of you are going to win $1,500 to take home a Kimber 1911, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. Just do it. It's free. Don't wait till the last minute because you're going to forget. Make sure to go do it. MyPillow.com, AAR promo code. 50% off the four-pack. Use the AAR promo code, and it helps us out. They support us, and that's huge. We need the support, particularly in today's day and age when you've got liberal lunacy running rampant across the country and coming after gun owners. We want that support, and it's huge to have that support. And, of course, the other one is warfightertobacco.com. Take 10% off using the same promo code, AAR. Go get all that cool stuff, all right? This Florida bill, 7026, also allows, there's some good things in it. It creates a program that allows armed teachers. You know, look, this is a difficult topic to cover because my heart breaks for the families. I have kids that age. I just can't even imagine it. I don't know how you get up in the morning. I don't. As a dad, I don't know. I drive my daughter to school. I drove her to school this morning. I drive her to school every day and drop her off at the high school. I sit and I watch her walk in. I can't imagine her not walking out. I mean, it's hard to even talk about without getting, you know, as a father, I can't imagine. So it's a tough topic to deal with. You see, all 17 families united behind 7026 in Florida. Does that make them bad people? No. It makes them people that don't, these people never want to see this happen again. Is this going to stop it? No. No, it's not. Criminalizing your bump stocks that had nothing to do with what happened in Florida and making you a third-degree felon, because that's what this bill does. If you have a bump stock, one that you've owned for years, maybe you have one in a sitting in a box somewhere. Maybe you have one that's never been opened. You bought it because you found it at a gun show. Maybe if you're a Florida resident, maybe you got it at the state fairgrounds in Tampa at one of the gun shows. And you just got it. Now you're a third-degree felon. Sorry. I have a problem with that. Arming teachers, great. Fantastic. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about arming teachers here because my local sheriff in my county and the police chief in the town that I live in and the police chief of the other town that I live in, I'll explain that. I can, with my zip code, I can be in either one. I can claim either one. But I'm in unincorporated area. I'm in the county. But nonetheless, all three police chiefs in my area came out against arming teachers. And I'll read you some of that. But solutions that don't do anything are not solutions. 18 to 21 in Florida, it's in this bill. This is going to be a big problem. There's going to be a court challenge to this, and it's going to be on age discrimination, I can promise you. I can promise you it's coming. Because you've just removed the ability of an 18-year-old person. And you know what's interesting about this? Walk with me here. You know, the left, they're funny people, aren't they? Aren't they funny? Right. Yeah, if they weren't so dangerous, they're funny. Because they twist things to fit whatever moment in time they're in. It's called spin. Geraldo's been doing it. It's great. The juvenile hashtag juvenile gun ban or whatever it is. An 18-year-old is a juvenile right now because, well, these kids are high school kids. They're juveniles. They're not juveniles. They're legal adults. They are legal adults. But today, to the left, they're juveniles. But when it comes to our warfighting machine and some dopey liberal cause about smoking weed, it's okay at 18 because they're what? They're adults. They're not juveniles. They're adults. When it comes to smoking weed, they're 18 years old. But today, they're juveniles because guns are involved. Ex parte, sorry, never going to get me convinced on that, ever. I don't care, ever. Why is this so bad? I'll tell you why. Let me give you a look into the future here. Scott said yesterday he was going to meet with the victims' families before he makes a decision whether to sign this bill or not. Now, Scott has problems with the bill. There's a couple things in it he doesn't like. One in particular, he doesn't like the ability of to arm teachers. He thinks that's wrong. I don't know who he's playing to there. Makes no sense to me because he'd sign every pro-gun concealed carry legislation that came across his desk. So I don't know why he would have a problem with a teacher getting 140 hours of near law enforcement training. In fact, in excess of the amount of rounds they fire. I don't know who he's playing to there. You can guess. One can guess. He's playing to that Southeast Florida constituent. He's in a difficult political position. I understand that. But he's wavering on his convictions. So stand up on your convictions and tell people why you think it's a good idea or why it's a bad idea. And forget the political ramifications to it. But he's going to meet with the victims. Is he going to meet with anybody else? Or is he just going to meet with the victims' families? Is he going to meet with anybody else that's going to try to persuade him why it's a great idea? Here's what's going to happen, regardless of what he does with this bill, whether he signs it or whether he vetoes it. And I'm going to tell you now, he's going to sign the bill. Now I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to sign the bill. I'll be shocked if he doesn't. And guess what's going to happen the moment he does? Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, and the rest of every gun grabber in this country is going to get up in front of a bank of microphones, and they're going to praise the fact that Republicans in Florida, the gunshine state, the gun-friendly state, actually stood up and did what? Something. And they're going to say it wasn't enough, but it's a start. And if they can do it in Florida, Republicans in Florida, if you can do it, you Republicans in Washington can do the same damn thing. And they're going to use this for a massive push on your rights. That's what's going to happen. What happens if he doesn't sign the bill? Those same gun grabbers et al. Will stand up in front of those same banks of microphones. And they will praise the Republicans in the Florida legislature in both houses that passed 7026, and they will attack the governor as being out of step with all of America. Hell, even the Republicans in Florida, gun-friendly Florida, know it. This is the argument that's coming. And it is going to smack you upside the head on every television network as we get closer to the 24th. When they drool over themselves at the gun control rally in Washington, D.C. You mark my words. I'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. You get the idea where I stand on the Florida bill. It's bad legislation because it doesn't do anything. It's feel-good stuff. How feel-good is it? And I just told you what's going to happen, because this is now going to give the loudmouths, the individuals who literally hate your guts, the same party I talked to you about yesterday in no uncertain terms, that hate you, they hate you, every excuse they can get to politicize a murder in an attempt to come after your guns. They'll never let up, ever. Understand that. Job security, Mark, yeah, if you want to look at it that way. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. On February 28th, did you know that the Illinois State House of Reps passed a whole bunch of gun control? Did you know that? Did you know what it is? Remember what I told you about Florida's bump stocks, right? That's Florida. Mere possession of your property that you paid a couple hundred bucks for now makes you a third-degree felon if that bill is signed. And he's going to sign the bill. In Illinois, Senate Bill 1657 would create onerous mandatory regulations, fees potentially in the thousands of dollars, and excessive amounts of red tape that would almost assuredly force the closure of many firearms dealers and prevent prospective owners from opening new ones. This is how they wipe out the Second Amendment. They don't need to repeal the Second Amendment. This is how they wipe it out legislatively. This is why that party I was telling you about yesterday, that is so dangerous in California, that is flaunting federal authorities right now, putting the lives of federal law enforcement officers at risk. It is such a vile ideology. And it is being praised by Democrats in Washington in positions of great power. This is that party we're talking about. Don't ever lose sight of that. They don't need to repeal the Second Amendment. They're just going to legislate it out of existence. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, already licenses and closely monitors all federally licensed firearm dealers and strictly enforces any violation of federal law. They want to do it in the state and impose their own fees and make it near impossible for you to stay in business or at least open a new one. House Bill 1465, Representative Michelle Mussman, she is a, what's the name of that party, Democrat, would deny law-abiding young adults under the age of 21 their Second Amendment rights by prohibiting them from possessing or purchasing commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, standard capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, and, of course, that 50 caliber that we've all seen used every day to rob liquor stores and shoot schools. Good Lord. The bill would require adults under the age of 21 to dispose of such firearms within 90 days and to dispose of standard capacity magazines over 10 rounds in capacity immediately. In addition, language in that bill would prohibit out-of-state visitors, you know, you, from being present in Illinois for longer than 24 hours with such a firearm or standard capacity magazine. Hi, welcome to Illinois. Get the hell out. Not a problem. Yeah. Of possessing. That means taking your crap. You're not allowed to have it. That means taking your crap. Let me go over here. Fox 2 in Illinois reported that people were kind of taken aback by that a little bit. Critics, this is from a Fox 2 report. Critics decried the idea that the government would confiscate property. Mussman said, she's the one that wrote the bill, you know, the good Democrat from District 56 in Illinois. She's from Schaumburg. Who says, well, it's illegal for you to have it. Critics decried the idea that the government would confiscate property. Mussman said authorities will not visit homes to pick up weapons, but a first offense for getting caught with prohibited firearms would be a misdemeanor offense. So, okay, 20-year-old, you know that gun you've been hunting with? You know that scary gun that Shannon Watts doesn't like, even though it's a bolt-action 22? Or whatever else they decide to put on that list in Illinois that you've had for 2 years? Now you're a criminal. You following me here? Good Lord, I hope so. Nobody's going to come to your house. Wait, what do they have in Illinois? They have fire owners' identification cards. You see, this is the problem with those laws. Massachusetts, they know where to send every letter because they know where every gun owner lives. Let's go back to some more of the gun control in Illinois. All of this was in response to Parkland, Florida. All of it. House Bill 1467, sponsored by Representative Martin Moylan. And before I go farther, there's a Republican with an A rating from the NRA that is one of the seven co-sponsors of that confiscation bill. That's right. And dad blasted, if we can get him to do it, all Republicans need to get on board because now they're starting to see common sense. It's coming. House Bill 1467, sponsored by Representative Martin Moylan. What party is he with? He's a Democrat. Would ban bump stocks and trigger cranks. The broad and vague language could be interpreted to ban components used on competition-grade firearms. It would ban various antique and historical reproduction firearms, such as Gatling guns, which are owned by collectors and historical reenactors. It would require owners of bump stocks and trigger cranks to dispose of them within 90 days, lest you become what? criminal.
In Illinois.
House Bill 1468, sponsored by Representative Jonathan Carroll. He's a Democrat. Would require a 72-hour waiting period for certain commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and 50 BMG caliber rifles. You know, those ones, they're everywhere. Current Illinois law requires a 72-hour waiting period for handguns and a 24-hour waiting period for long guns. The arbitrary distinction in this bill will cause confusion among firearms sellers about which long guns require a 72-hour waiting period. In addition, it would also ban the sale of these firearms to non-residents. House Bill 1469, sponsored by Representative Daniel Burke. He's a Democrat. Would ban standard capacity ammunition magazines over 10 rounds in capacity. Oh, and it would also ban body armor. Ban. You see this? The vast majority of handguns have standard capacity magazines holding more than 10 rounds. These magazines would have to be disposed of within 90 days, lest you become a criminal. And if you're driving through Illinois on your way to Wisconsin, don't stay in our state for 24 hours with that 15-round magazine. Get the hell out. This is real. This is all real. Nobody's making this stuff up. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. We have nothing to worry about since Trump got elected. We're good. Let me tell you something. I've been doing this a long time. I've been writing about it. I've been talking about it. I've been fighting for it. I have never seen it this bad. I've never seen it this bad. Yes, the Second Amendment exists. And to use that old term that I hate to use, at the end of the day, it will still be there. But if the Democrats are successful in taking back the House, John Nolte's column from Breitbart yesterday was a real eye popper. And Trump ticks off his base to the point he loses, you got a real problem on your hands. A big problem on your hands. As in, they're going to legislate your rights away. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And now, you know what? Now they've got an ammo can filled of Republicans who are doing it for them in Florida. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Are we back? Good. All right. Let's knock some of the business out of the way again and send you to the three links. For now, armedandresponsible.com. Get in there. $1,500. 10 of you are going to win a gun. It ends on the 23rd. You get 10 chances when you head to armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss the opportunity. It's going to be great, okay? And I want to hear from you when you win it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. It's running out soon, the 23rd. That's it. Believe me, it's going to be the 22nd before you know it. So just go jump in there. Use the MyPillow code, mypillow.com, AAR, save 50%, and help us continue to get this word out. We have new stations that we just added. I got another report yesterday. We'd be up in Maine on the Newfoundland border, too. I mean, just love it. Just getting farther north. Canadians up there listening to the program on that small station might freak out, but good. Good. I love it. So that's fun. I'll tell you more about that when I get some more information. But just found that out yesterday. Getting the word out. It's great stuff. The MyPillow, AAR, promo code, MyPillow.com. Take the 50%. And help us continue to add stations around the country like that. It's very, very important. Also, warfightertobacco.com, you know what to do there, right? AAR promo code, warfightertobacco.com. Celebratory stuff, fun stuff, the coffee. I need to order more. I'm out. That coffee's really good. So remind me to do that, please. All right. Use that same promo code, AAR. Oh, so much to talk about in so little time. The Illinois gun grab, that's just an example. You saw what happened in Florida, passed both houses. We're waiting to see what Scott's going to do with it. I'm going to tell you right now he's going to sign it. I'll tell you right now he's going to sign it. If he doesn't, I'll be shocked. But you never know. Now, my local paper. You know, this is really disturbing stuff, but not unexpected. You get the heads of law enforcement departments, and let me tell you something that law enforcement around my area is great. I know a number of them. I'm personal friends with the undersheriff, who used to be a police chief in this area. I've attended the active shooter training from my local police department, or not training, but the class, if you will. I'll leave it at that. We had a great sheriff. Recently elected. I voted for him, and I'm going to continue to vote for him. So you had the heads of a number of the local agencies around the area. Yeah, you know, they address the issue. They're concerned. They want constituents in their area to know. They want residents to know, hey, look, this is our procedure. If something like this were to happen, this is what we're going to do. We promise you. Our deputies are going to go in. We've talked to our deputies. He sent out, the sheriff in my county sent out a letter to the deputies telling them, look, if you can't do this, if you're the only one there and you have to go in, if you can't do that, if you don't think you can do it, you need to evaluate your capabilities now and you need to talk to me. We will reassign you. And he's, of course, he's talking about what happened with Deputy Peterson down there, and that's still up in the air. We're going to find out more about that, I promise you, now that we know that Israel is a CYA goon. I have a feeling we're not getting the whole dope down there. But nonetheless, we'll find that out in due time. And it was great that they put that letter out to the department. And it's great that they're addressing it in a public way. All of the local departments, police, sheriff, everything else. You got a lot of police chiefs in the area doing that. Now, the sheriff himself is now on record, though he's a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, and he doesn't have the authority to tell the superintendent how to provide security. He said there are too many variables to consider in a shooter situation, such as collateral damage, target identification, and the potential for friendly fire. He said, and I quote, my personal belief is that teachers have the opportunity to teach and not have to worry about providing that type of security at the same time. I got angry when I read that. Angry. I had to stand up. I had to take a breather. I'm going to quote from this piece again. Even when it comes to volunteers who conceal and carry, he said there are another set of concerns about an individual's experience, what kind of training they've had, or how long that training was, or how long ago that training was. Even a retired police officer, to me, that's not good enough. In a moment of crisis, and I'm the victim, I want the very best, most qualified, capable professional responding to that incident. Responding to that incident. I don't want an amateur, and I say that respectfully. If my wife or child are held hostage, I don't want somebody who's familiar with a firearm. I want somebody who's dedicated hundreds of thousands of hours to be able to resolve that without the possibility of injuring anyone else or injuring my family. And I read that, and I got angrier. Then I saw the head of another paragraph that said, police chiefs echo sheriff's sentiments. And I got raw, man. I mean, I got, as Clint Eastwood would say, plumb mad dog mean mad. And they go on to say the same thing. There are many issues with arming teachers, one of the local chiefs said. The one that sticks out to me the most is if we were to get a call of a person in a school with a gun, responding officers that are prepared to engage an armed individual will not be able to determine if the person with a gun is a school or a suspect. This is every town for gun safety talking points. We're not going to know who the bad guy is. Yeah, you will. We have heard this argument for years. I don't hear him saying that about conceal and carry in the theaters. I don't hear any of them saying about it anywhere else except a school. Yeah, I'm afraid you would know. But I'm going to answer that anyway, even if it were a valid concern. I'll treat it as if it were a valid concern under the circumstances. And he goes on to talk about teachers would have to undergo the same amount of training as law enforcement. I guess they miss the part where the Florida law that was just signed or just passed requires 140 hours of training. I went through that training with you yesterday, what's required. I don't have time to go into it again today, but it's substantial. In fact, it requires 20% more rounds fired than the cops. 20%. So that's the police chiefs. They don't want a teacher having to worry about that. They don't want the teachers to worry about that. They want to be the heroes and save the day. Of course they do. And look, the sheriff in my county's the real deal. Love him to death. Going to vote for him again. Vehemently disagree with him on this one, and I'll tell you why in a second. And the police chiefs, same thing. They're all great. have met them. They're wonderful. Not going to name them. They're all good, and their departments are phenomenal. And I know people that work with virtually every one of those departments. And I can promise you, the ones I know would go in without hesitation. But you see, here's the problem. What the sheriff and the police chiefs failed to mention was what happens to your children during the 6 to 9 minutes it takes them to get there. I'll tell you what happens, sheriff and chief and chief and chief and chief and chief. They die. They're slaughtered. That's what happens. And then we get to see footage of you guys, all you badasses, walking around, setting up a perimeter with your AR-15s over your shoulders, and 17 to 20 or 30 dead kids in that school. And that's not a knock on you. The physics is involved, you know, the time, place, continuum. You got to get there. And the insinuation that there couldn't be a trained armed staff member or several inside that school, the very same people you just told us you don't have a problem walking around with firearms who are going to get up to 140 hours of additional training. Come on, guys. Get the chip off your shoulder, okay? Somebody else can be a badass too. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.